You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. This is a really important one for the community groups who are already striving to make a change. I spoke to Kate O'Callaghan, project worker with Changemakers, about the Seeds of Change grant scheme. The deadline's been extended and it's closing this Friday, which is the 29th of September. So listen up and get on to applying if this sounds familiar to you.
The Seeds of Change then is we have an annual grant scheme, which is called the Seeds of Change Program and Grant Scheme, and it's now open. And so the good news actually is that the deadline for the application submission has just been extended to Friday, the 29th of September at 5 p.m. So that's the idea. And the scheme it allows for up to €650 in funding available for Donegal community groups to implement a change project in their locality. The project should have a focus on sustainability or change with a global theme that aims to address local and global justice issues and linked to one or more of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. So if communities are kind of wondering if they don't have a lot of knowledge of the Sustainable Development Goals, they can go online to our website and find out more about the Sustainable Development Goals. But just in a nutshell, there are 17 goals that were devised and adopted by all the member states of the United Nations, Ireland being included in that. Mm-hmm. And they are kind of like a guide to guide our social, economic and environmental actions to achieving a sustainable future.
A key point here, if you're unsure of the 17 goals, but you are a community group that is working for change or for sustainability, go on ahead and apply, because the chances are you're already fulfilling one of the goals, because there's 17 of them there. There are three categories which you can apply under. These are social justice, economic justice and environmental justice. And the award is spread equally over the three of them. Kate told us a bit more about that as well.
We encourage projects that actually address multiple categories because we acknowledge the reality that many of our local and global justice issues that we're trying to address in our communities. Example of include projects promoting the environment, biodiversity and conservation, social inclusion projects promoting diversity and equality in our communities, projects based around reusing, upcycling, responsible consumption and fair trade. Basically, any kind of community or group project that aims to promote sustainable action and global citizenship at a local level.
I was wondering then, what can the groups do with the funding if they're successful and if there's any limitations to it?
Funding can be used for to cover facilitator and tutor fees if a community group would like to, you know, say maybe develop and deliver workshops or, a short series of workshops or even a one-off event. It can cover the facilitator tutor fees. It can cover materials that are required for that particular event or activity. It can cover contribution towards administration costs, renting of venues, publicity costs, any kind of pre-development or capacity building work, even costs towards like tea and coffee and refreshments for an event, you know. It's quite wide open. There are a few things that the funding does not cover, unfortunately, and that would be youth clubs or groups that that engage with youths, because Changemakers, our target group, only funds adults.
All of that information can be found on the guidelines to the application form, and you can download that from changemakers.ie. If you're still on the fence or you're thinking about maybe next year, there is a Zoom workshop on tomorrow night that will definitely be of interest to you. Kate, again, told me a wee bit more about that as well.
The other thing that we're doing as well, just before the closing date on Wednesday, the 26th of September, so that's 2 days before the closing date for the applications, we're going to host an information workshop online on Zoom. This information workshop will be open to everybody, but it is to coordinate with National Sustainable Development Week here in Ireland. And the workshop is designed for Seeds of Change applicants and participants, although everybody is welcome to attend, even if you don't have a project ready for this year, but you'd just like to find out more for the future. And the workshop, we are hoping to work with our partners, Self Help Africa, who are connected connected to community projects that are going on in Zambia to focus just on why connecting the local to the global matters, you know, so that people can kind of really kind of make that link between, you know, local action and global impact. To get the link to the Zoom link for the workshop, if you just email us here at changemakers@inishowen.ie, we'll be able to send you out the link.
That was a lot of information, but fear not, it will all be left in the handy tip sheet, which you can find on our social medias and you can find on our website, highlandradio.com. The basics are, this is a great opportunity for the people who are already out there trying to make the change and make the difference, and who are making the change and making the differences. They're putting in the hard graft, so don't miss out on the opportunity to get rewarded for that and to help your projects go along further. A big thanks to Niamh for producing this episode and to Kate for chatting to me. You'll be able to catch all of our past episodes on our playback section and this here one as well. That's all for this week. Until next Tuesday, have a good one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.